I think I will share with you an experience I had as a young fella long time ago. I turned 77 back in December, so we've got to go all the way back to 1928, I think it was. The state of Florida had a terrible epidemic of the Mediterranean fruit fly. How many of you have heard of the Mediterranean fruit fly? Now, there have been some epidemics of it through the years, but back at the period that I'm talking about, it was terrific. It was about to wipe out all the citrus and produce industry of Florida. The authorities were everywhere with their roadblocks, checking every car, every truck, every conveyance for any kind of fruit, vegetables, anything vegetative, just lying around even in the beds of trucks or stuffed away in cars. And they were commandeering anything growable, edible, of a fruit or vegetable nature that was being carried. They were having to confine this fruit fly, try to wipe it out. Well, now, folks, I was taught to be a good citizen of the lovely land in which I live. So I, at my tender age of 10, I went into my laboratory, and I sat down and I thunk a while. I said to myself, I've got to help the state of Florida, my lovely state of Florida, to wipe out this epidemic. And the thought came to me, if something is a problem, if you can find a good use for it, then that helps solve the problem, you see. Like the fella that, how many of you all are aware of water hyacinths? Oh yes, somebody a long time ago, some lady brought a little sprig of that water hyacinth from Japan or some such place, put in her fish pond. Lovely little lily, you know. But it kept multiplying and got into all our creeks and rivers and lakes. Some fellow went to work on that problem, and he said, now, if I can create something really useful out of this water hyacinth, then everybody will be harvesting this stuff. So he's making money. And that will control the rapid growth of it. Well, he kept working at it, and finally he produced some of the most beautiful wallboard that you've ever seen in your life, a pressed water hyacinth. Yes, sir. The only problem is, when it got wet, it sprouted. But now, back to my problem. I sat in my laboratory thinking, find a good use for it. Solve the problem. An idea came to my mind. I crossbred the Mediterranean fruit fly with the termite. And this produced a hybrid insect that had the instinct strains of both species. See? The instinct to go looking for oranges and the instinct to bore through wood to get there. Now, all I had to do was go around through my granddaddy's grove and bore a large hole in the trunk of every orange tree and have a bung spigot ready to stick in the hole. And then I planted a colony of my hybrid insect inside, plugged up the hole with a bung spigot in every tree, and then sat back and waited for the action. Those little boogers, with their fruit fly instinct, they went looking for all the oranges on all the trees. With their termite abilities, they dug little old tunnels through every branch and twig out to every orange throughout the grove. Once they got out to all those oranges, then here came that golden stream of orange juice down all those little tunnels, right down where I could go around with my barrels and buckets and open every bung spigot and drain it. I'm telling you, I had the problem licked. You bet your life. The only problem with my process is, by the time I got it perfected, the authorities had wiped out the Mediterranean fruit fly, and that's why the world never heard about it. But I wanted you all to hear about it, because who knows, the day may come when you're bothered with the Mediterranean fruit fly. Well, after that, let's see what we do.